This Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, and one of the questions that comes up is what is the correct Haftarah to read? Because our minhag is usually to read three special Haftarot, the Gimel de Puranuta, the three Haftarah of desolation from Shiva Sabbat Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, the first Shabbat reading the first chapter of Sefer Yirmiyahu, the second Shabbat reading the second chapter of Yirmiyah, and the third Shabbat reading the Maftir of Chazon Yeshayahu, the Haftarah, the first chapter of Sefer Yeshayah. But usually on a Rosh Chodesh, we read a Haftarah of Hashamayim Kisi. So the question is, what's going to take precedence here? Is it going to be the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh, which of course links in with the Maftir reading that we've just read prior to that, of the Korban Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, or is it going to be the regular Haftarah for the Bein HaMetzarim, for the period between Shiva Sabbat Tammuz and Tisha B'Av? So in actual fact, whilst we presented two options here, there are presented in the Rishonim three different options. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, tells us that the correct Haftarah for this Shabbat is the Haftarah of Chodsheichem U'Moadeichem. This is the Haftarah that we know as the Haftarah of Shabbat Chazon, the first chapter from Sefer Yeshayah, where the Navi says that Tarkalit makes mention of the Rosh Chodesh offerings and the Yom Tov offerings, and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire such offerings when the Jewish people's actions and behavior are not as they should be. And the Rambam indeed paskens like this, that the correct Haftarah for this Shabbat is Chazon Yishayahu ben Amos. And that's how the Rambam paskens in Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Dalet. However, the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah says that our minhag is to read the Haftarah of Shemudva Hashem Beit Yaakov. Why does Tosfot say that? Tosfot explains that the minhag of the Gemara didn't have the Gimel de Puranuta. According to the Gemara, you didn't lay these three Haftarot on the Shpi Shabbatot of Beit HaMetzarim. You just read the regular Haftarah. However, on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh Av, seeing as there's a Haftarah which deals with the notion of the Avelut of Yerushalayim and Rosh Chodesh, so instead of reading the regular Rosh Chodesh Haftarah, we can still make reference to Rosh Chodesh in a Haftarah, which also deals with the destruction of Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah is displaced by Chodsheichem U'Moadeichem. And Tosfot learns from this that we can displace the regular Rosh Chodesh Haftarah and stay instead one which is appropriate for the Bein HaMetzarim, Shemudva Hashem Beit Yaakov. However, Tosfot in Masechet Psachim, Daf Mem, bases themselves on a Psikta and says that in actual fact, on this Shabbat, we stick to the regular Rosh Chodesh Haftarah of Hashamayim Kisi. So now we've got three possibilities, the view of the Abu Dram and also the view of the Maharil and other Rishonim. However, the Rama says, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say that one should say the Haftarah of Hashamayim Kisi, which is, of course, how the Tosfot in Masechet Psachim rules. And the Rama says, the Chain Ikar, that is the real view, Makom She'im Minhag, unless there's a Minhag to the contrary. If there's a Minhag to the contrary, to do like the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, then that's fine. But if there's no particular Minhag, then to follow the view of Tosfot in Psachim and to say Hashamayim Kisi. There's a range of opinions in the Achronim. The Magen Avraham quotes the Lavush and says that the Minhag in Pozna is to do like the Rama says is the correct Minhag, i.e. to read the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh of Hashamayim Kisi. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that that's also the correct Minhag. The Dagul Mervava, who is the Nodav Yehuda, disagrees and says, no, the Minhag in Prague is to follow the first view, the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, and to read the Haftarah of Shimu. The Vilna Gaon says very emphatically that the Halacha is in accordance with the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, and the Tosfot in Masechet Psachim, which says to have a Rosh Chodesh Haftarah, is a Tal Sofrim. has a textual error in it, and that's not correct. And he says that even the Rishonim, who paskin like the Tosfot in Masechet Pesachim, if they'd had the Tosfot, access to the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah, then they would have ruled like the Tosfot in Masechet Megillah against the Tosfot in Masechet Pesachim. And the Mishnah Brura seems to support that contention, and rules like the Vilna Gaon that the correct haftarah is the haftarah of Shimu. Looking at the various chumashim, it seems that the minhag of the United Synagogue is to say the haftarah of Shimu Dvar Hashem. That's based on the rubrics in the old Hertz chumash, printed in five volumes, not the one volume Hertz Chumash that we have, but even going back to the original Hertz Chumash printed in five volumes. That seems to be the minhag of the United Synagogue, whatever that means. But essentially, this machloket is applicable to a place that doesn't have a minhag. So if a shul's got a minhag to say Shimu, then they should definitely say Shimu. Even the Rama agrees with that. If the place has a minhag to say Hashamayim Kisei, so that's what the Rama prefers in any event. And if that's the minhag, then that's a very good minhag. It's in accordance with the Rama, Magen Avraham, the Levush, and the Aruch HaShulchan. If a shul's starting from scratch, then there's the big question, what is correct to do? On the one hand, the Aruch HaShulchan paskening like the Rama, what the Rama says the correct minhag is, and on the other hand, the Vilna Gaon paskening against the Rama. Ad kan.